With three stores at 174th and Maple and a shop in Fremont, Dillon Brothers has the motorcycle you're looking for. In addition to bikes, they also sell ATVs, side-by-sides, jet skis, and more. Check it all out at Dillon-Brothers.com.
Andy Kendi.
They really brought it. They were the aggressor. They were the puncher rather than the punchee. They made the other team react.
Andy Kendi.
Okay, that's going to stay with you. Here, there's the cat burner.
Andy Kendi.
Full disclosure, there's no harm in not doing it.
Andy Kendi.
At one point, my wife called me Don Juan Coupon.
Andy Kendi.
We've successfully done a segment without talking about sports.
Andy Kendi.
Andy.
We are on.
Bring him in, Andy Kendi, KTV Sports Director. I'd imagine, are you already packing for Big Ten Media Days? Like, is this like a week-long process to pack?
I was actually thinking, hey, does that 30% coupon I got from Kohl's, is that still, has that expired yet, or can I go get a couple new ties?
It's worth trying, you know, like, you might find a ill-informed worker that doesn't check the expiration date and just go and just uses it, you know?
I tell you, back in the day, Kohl's would give you pretty much anything. You'd say, hey, you know what, I found this this old coupon, but it expired 4 years ago, and they'll be like, yeah,
sure.
Now they tighten the belt over there. Kohl's.
Yeah. Wasn't there a story last year about someone using like a 20-year-old Popeyes coupon or maybe it was Kentucky Fried Chicken? They like honored
it. That was actually me.
Was that you? Because you are Don Juan Coupon, man. You keep it all. I'd imagine you have. Do you have like a scrapbook of all the all the old?
Some of my best BOGOs I'll keep.
Right.
You know,
right.
Little portrait shots of, and you know, it's dear to my heart. I have this file. I can't even believe I'm admitting this.
Yes, I like this.
Like, envelope of like, you know, where you keep, you know, how many times you get a gift card you don't know where the heck it went, right?
Right.
Like, oh man, I got this gift card. Well, I keep all that in one little area of the house, and so when I'm looking for Don Juan, when Don Juan puts his tape on, I've got a little file.
You're just organized. You're organized. All right. That's
called organized. Others would just call it cheap, like my wife.
I do love how we've gotten to the point in life where we're like the Visa gift card. Like, you might as well be like, listen, man, I want to get you something. I got no idea what you like. So instead of handing you cash, here's $50 that's in like a fake credit card looking thing. So it makes it kind of like fancies it up. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, basically, you're giving me $50. That's pretty much what this is.
You just give them $50 cash.
Yeah.
You have to make an effort to actually
yeah,
use it.
And then you're all confused. Like, how much is left on this card? Hey, there's not. It was only $10. Like, yeah, just give me $50 so I know, you know?
And, you know, I've got four siblings, right? I'm one of five, middle child, you know. So, and the siblings still exchange birthday presents, which I think is, you know,
oh,
whatever.
God, that ship's got a sail. Yeah.
You know, so every, you know, four times a year, plus their spouses, that's eight gift cards. I got to go to Target to
Sheesh.
Buy a gift card.
What do? You just go with the Visa? What do you go with? Or do you switch it up? You do something specific.
Target.
Oh, you go Target, like the Target gift card. I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, Buffalo Wild Wings is always go-to for the fellas and family.
Yeah.
Big or, you know, you get one of those Shields or Dick's Sporting Goods. That's
yeah, it's good
leader.
Those broad places. Like, hey, man, you got tons of options. You can go get a bike. You can also go get a hat. Like, you can go whatever you want to do here. Like,
right.
This, I'm
well,
helping
Target,
you.
Yeah, Target, you're like, oh, I need some window cleaner and some toothpaste, and I really like a new Creighton cap. So there
Boom.
You go.
Boom.
One-stop shopping.
That's what you can do. So, I respect what you're doing, Don Juan Coupon. So, we got a lot to talk about here. I guess, first of all, the Chris Jones injury. Extremely unfortunate. I mean, when you start listing out indispensable players, you know, Chris Jones is in that top two or three. When you heard the news, like, what? How big of a blow do you think this is to the season for Nebraska?
Think it's big? Absolutely big. You know, we're counting down the top seven most valuable Huskers on
KTV
all week long.
Yes.
At 6 o'clock. Did that say mid-July or what?
So, hey, amen. I get it.
Chris, while we're talking coupons, Chris Jones was in either two or three, and I think everybody knows who number one is. So that tells you the type of player that we all thought he would be, and at times was last year. You know, the interesting thing about it, and World Herald had a nice piece on, I think Sam wrote it, about what they now will do, because they have some options. obviously, it's not going to be as strong of a back end as they hopefully want, as they hope to be.
Yep.
But with Chris Jones leaving now, what do? Do you shuffle the moves that you made in the offseason, or do you keep the guys in the same position, the Joshua Kalula in the same spot? You know, you move sliding him over. Do you keep him there at safety, or do you move him back, or do you keep him at safety and then hope that one of the younger guys, an Eric Lee or a DiCaprio Boodle,
mm-hmm.
will step up and play alongside Lamar Jackson? Because, you know, if that's what they do, that latter explanation, there's very little experience on the corners there, which would then, I think, intensify the role of, you know, the safety. You know, Aaron Williams' role really kind of – I know he was going to be important, but now that Jones is out, him being like the quarterback of the defense, I think plays even a bigger role. And I think that's one of the answers we'll get at Big Ten Media Days, because we have multiple opportunities to talk to Mike Riley, whether it be at the podium, you know, he sits at the table for an hour, and then we get him off to the side for another 20 minutes, and then the next day we get him for like another hour. So hopefully we'll get some of these answers, questions answered.
It is pretty amazing, though, Andy, when you take a step back and think about just in kind of 2.5 years here, and, you know, I mean, listen, luck's a part of it, and you don't want to make, you know, chalk everything up to like, bad luck, what are you going to do? But, boy, Riley's kind of been snake-bitten with a lot of Dorna Pearsonell's injury. Last year, felt like everybody got, every significant player got hurt. I mean, hell, they've had two different people pass away. And,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
it's just, it is, it's pretty remarkable when you stop and kind of look around at all the different things that have happened that have really hurt Nebraska.
Yeah, and I heard you talk a little bit about, touch on this yesterday, and, you know, even the, you didn't know it at the time, but even that first game that you brought up yesterday, losing on the way that they lost to BYU, you know, everybody's all ready to, you know, scream and shout and it's a new beginning, and that air just left the balloon. It has been one thing after another in an off season for Nebraska. I know injuries are part of the game, but, you know, maybe this, we're looking for a turning point, right?
Yeah.
I don't think we have not gotten there, even though they won 9 games last year. I think there's so many question marks on this team, and I don't know if this year is the turning point. Hopefully it is, because, you know, I think everybody wants to see this team succeed. Do they have the players? Perhaps. Do they have the experience? A lot of places, no. But they will be tested early, and I think integrating a new defense, that's another thing to put on top of the out of the shelf that you all have to deal with too. I mean, think about all these. This is about as interesting of a fall camp as I can remember going in with
no doubt
unanswered questions.
No doubt about it. Andy Kindy is my guest. So today, and if this doesn't scream July, I don't know what does. I was ranking Nebraska's position groups from best to worst. So we're just trying to manufacture topics. We're going to save that for August, Andy. We're going to push that back. All right, we're going to try and fight through here. But it was really challenging to do this list, because all of a sudden you kind of, when you put a pen to paper, you go, man, you don't know a lot about a lot of these position groups. Like, my top three were defensive backs, quarterbacks, and linebackers. But, man, it's pretty hard to justify quarterbacks when none of the quarterbacks have taken a snap at Nebraska, but you're kind of projecting a little bit there. Like, what would – and off the top of your head, which groups stand out to you as maybe top two or three?
Well, first of all, I don't think you're being fair to the quarterbacks, because Zach Darlington took a number of snaps.
That's true.
At the end of the music.
That is true. Against a pretty formidable opponent in Tennessee. That is true.
You know, it's interesting you put DBs first because of the Chris Jones injury, and I would tend to agree with you, because at this point, I think they have the numbers and the talent. And, you know, when Mike Riley talks about cornerbacks being gold, I think this is where we will see that come to fruition, because you're gonna have injuries, and now we're gonna see some of these highly touted recruits, the Lamar Jacksons, the Eric Lees of the world,
right?
See what you're made of, because it, you know, ready or not, you're gonna be in the spotlight. You know, I thought to myself, when you're talking about the strongest position groups, and you just go through them. Defensive line? No.
Right.
Offensive line? No. And then you go, oh, wide receiver. And you're like, God, think about the wide receivers they lost. And you're like, well, Stanley Morgan, you don't know what his future is going to be. There's going to be some disciplinary action, I think.
Right.
I'm guessing.
I would think so, too.
We'll probably find out next week. And then, you know, DeMarne Pearson, absolutely. He's a strength. But, you know, they have some talent there. How much, you know, Tyjon Lindsey, how much is he going to play a role? But you can't just go on potential. So I think you're right on defensive backs, because there's so many talented players back there. Now it's time for them to perform.
Do you like the – it's weird where I feel like the linebackers are like – I don't dislike them. I don't love them. Like, I think they got a bunch of good, like, B players. I don't think there's not a Levante David back there or anything like that. But, like, am I shortchanging that group maybe a little bit?
No. I think, because here again, this is all speculating on what role they're going to play in this new defense and how the linebackers will adjust playing to this new 3-4. I mean, I think you're being fair when saying, okay, Chris Webber, love the guy, outstanding dude. But nobody's gonna, you know, throw him up there.
No, he's not. Yeah,
you know, but I think he's gonna be a fine, solid play. He's a guy you can count on. You can put him in and not worry about him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And in year one of a new adjusting to a new defense, I think that's what you need at certain spots. But I'm with you. There's not one linebacker yet to jump out at you and say, this guy is a superstar, all Big Ten performer.
Right.
But that's not saying that they can't be.
No.
It's at this point going into the season, that's where you kind of scratch your head and you're going, okay, who's gonna step up? And I think on the other end of that, let's go glass half full, that's okay. That's
right.
Going to make good competition, and it's going to make a little more intense in the competition for playing time, even that much more as we head down the stretch here, as camp kicks off in just a week from Sunday.
Yeah,
it's
a lot of jobs to be had. I think for, you know, with media days, with Nebraska, you touched on a couple of things in terms of maybe what you're interested in finding out. I mean, maybe we're going to find out what at least their tentative plans are for the defensive backs, about what they're going to move, if they're going to move Kalu, what they're going to do there, maybe some what they're planning on doing discipline-wise for Stanley Morgan. Anything else like that you and Thor maybe sat down and jotted down in terms of what you want to find out? Or, I mean, that's kind of the weird thing about media days. It's like we've kind of, you know, we cover the team on a daily basis, so there isn't necessarily any stone unturned, but sometimes you can get some different things when you're at a national event like this.
Yeah, and we do have a change to the starting lineup for Big Ten Media Days, because Thor is on baby watch.
Ooh, okay.
So his lovely bride, Callie, they're in the month window.
Okay, right? Gotcha.
So he's grounded.
Yes,
he's grounded. He came up to me, love Thor. Came up to me, hey, I'm like, dude, you're like 3 weeks out.
Yes.
There's no way you're
stay
going to
stay home.
Like, no, we're fine. I'm like, no. You're not going. So you know who gets the call? Matt Lothar is coming with me.
I like it.
So, but all three of us have discussed what we're gonna hit on. And
Sure. Usually
it's interesting because timing is, you got to be available and you got to be the ultimate lurker at these Big Ten Media Days, because all of a sudden, you know, you're waiting. You know Mike Riley's got to be at the big podium at X time. But, you know, there's this 10-minute window here, and he might just stop and, you know, tell us everything we need to know.
Right.
You know? So you always have to be in position. And I think the disciplinary actions to off-field infractions,
right,
whether that be Stanley Morgan or Antonio Reed or whoever.
Or even, you know, Keyshawn Johnson Jr., if he sheds some light on
and
that.
That's the other thing. I mean, we haven't heard him talk about any of these off-the-field issues, even with the recruits, the attrition in the recruiting class, not just Keyshawn Johnson Jr., but the other two fellas that decided that maybe Nebraska wasn't for them this week. And I think that happens every year. I think the Keyshawn Johnson Jr. thing is the big one, because he was such a big name coming out of high school, and we put so much emphasis on him in terms of us being the media. And he got a lot of publicity. And for him to pack up and go home before even fall camp began, I think that's worthy of a question or two. And, you know, I think the other thing that usually is hit on right away is who's going to play what position and why. And I think the defensive backfield will be a big topic for Mike Riley to discuss and explain. And then, you know, pecking order at running back, where you start camp, how do you see your offensive line shaping up? you know, basic stuff like that. And, you know, in terms of who's going to catch the football for Tanner Lee.
Right.
You know, even stuff like would you entertain, you know, throwing Patrick O'Brien in for a series or two? Is the plan still Tristan Jebbia to redshirt? You know, I was at a baseball game last night, high school baseball game over in Iowa, and the guys – the kids I talked to about Husker football, there's an adult and like four high schoolers. All I wanted to talk about was Tristan Jebbia.
Really? Really?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I think he's going to redshirt this.
Right.
Like, God, but he looked really good in that spring game.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. Do coaches typically shed light on disciplinary stuff at media days? Like, I'm trying to think past or back to like times where I can't remember right now. Like,
usually. I think what they'll, I'm guessing what they'll probably do is A, either A, release a statement right before.
Right.
Or,
okay. Yep.
Or
yep.
B, just say, hey, this is what the deal is. X player is going to be suspended for X games for violating
gotcha.
Team rules and move on. Cause everybody knows what it's all about.
Gotcha.
I think the value of media days, and this is, we have so little time to really shoot the breeze. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Like, we'll have time after he's done with his primary media obligation. There's a window on that Tuesday where he's going to be sitting around, and that's where usually he gets a bunch of recruiting questions, broad brush questions about how his program is run, and you know, just basic stuff on Mike Riley, the coach. Like, how long do you see himself doing this?
Right.
You know,
right?
Because he's just having a birthday. I want to say he's 64.
64, right? That's what I thought.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, stuff like that. I mean,
yeah.
I think that's a valid question in year three at 64 years old. How right. long do you see
yes.
yourself in a
Yeah, yeah. Like what? Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, it'll be fun. So you and you guys flying out Sunday. What are you guys doing?
Not Sunday. We will be in Chicago. Matt and I will be reporting from a foreign place on the Big Ten football kickoff eve. And Matt, who's been in the Nebraska media for about 10 years or so, this is his first, his maiden voyage to
wow.
Big Ten media.
Wow, look at that. There's going to be some youthful exuberance. Or not youthful, oh. just, you know, so, I mean, he's going to be excited just because he hasn't been there. That's going to maybe infuse some energy into you, you know?
That, which is good, because I need it.
You need it. You absolutely need it. Andy Kindy, KTV Sports Director. We'll look forward to your coverage, and we'll catch up next week. Thanks, AK.
Thanks, Nick. Have a good week, man.
You got it. Andy Kindy, KTV Sports Director. Good stuff with him. So check out their coverage live from Big Ten Media Day starting next Monday and Tuesday. All right. Take a break. Still to come, Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports national columnist. Handful of things big picture-wise I want to touch on with Dan. Got 3 and Out crossover all still to come in the 1 o'clock hour as well. We'll wrap up this hour. We come back, though.